This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know how mean she looks.
Soon as welcome back. Victory Men's Health sponsors our final victory lap. Phone number 618-632-9000. You know, guys, if you want to feel young, want to feel confident, feel energized, feel the victory, why not get one of those vitamin drips over there? Yeah, you can look, feel, and become healthier as you age. Help your body achieve optimal levels of testosterone, nutrition, and sexual performance, Darren, using the most advanced medical solutions. Located in O'Fallon, Illinois, Victory Men's Health is the one and only choice in the Metro East. Imagine you just go over there and get that vitamin drip, and I'm telling you, you feel like 10, 15 years younger. We appreciate them being a part of the program, and they have a really cool office over there, lots of attractive women to take good care of you. They have a doctor on staff, and it's just a way to feel younger, to feel more confident, to feel more energized. Just take a shot. It's only like 10 minutes from downtown St. Louis, 618-632-9000. I know there's a lot of these clinics. I promise you, there's nothing like Victory Men's Health. If you factor in the ambiance, the people you deal with, they do a great job. 618-632-9000. All right, how about a couple of texts here?
Yeah, sure, Wong's a great guy, but you know who else was a great guy? Kim Anderson. Who cares if he's a great guy if he can't even hit 200? I don't care if it's Ty Cobb punching fans out in the stands. If he's hitting 350, but you can't keep trotting out Pete Cosmo light over the next 4 years and expect to compete with the Cubs. Big boss, Onoko.
All right, gut feel. If I say over, under, batting average for Colton Wong, 270.
Under.
Plausy?
I'm going significantly under, too. I just don't see it. Maybe I'm just a Wong hater. There's a lot of them out there. I just don't see it.
Well, if he hits 250, can you rationalize that with little power? Let's just say he hits 250 with five home runs and 38 RBIs. Can you rationalize playing him for what he gives you?
If he plays defense, yes. You can.
Yeah, the defense is key. If not, then just shove Carpenter at second and then put Jerko. I mean, you know, you could go.
Or Jerko at second. I don't think they want to move. Well, who knows if Matt Adams, I don't know.
The Cardinals have shown they're willing to sacrifice offense for really good defense. They did it with the current manager. Athene was never in the lineup to hit. He was in there to catch. They did it with Molina for years. They did it with Pete Cosma. There's a point where it stops, and it did with Cosma eventually. He was so putrid offensively that they had to drop him. But they've done it where, look, if you play stellar defense and you bet 240 or 250, we'll take it. And I think that's where Wong is.
I feel
right
like
now.
That works more in like a power stud lineup. But with this lineup, I feel like you need more consistent hitting. You know, they kind of look for contact and speed with the Fowler up at the top of the lineup. I would think you would hope for more than 250 and
well,
five
then maybe the onus falls on Grichuk to improve.
Yeah,
Grichuk's defense isn't good enough to supplement a low average. Maybe it falls on Piscotty to be more consistent, or Carpenter to stay healthy and hit for more power. That can Wong's lack of offensive production can be spread out elsewhere in the lineup.
Thing about it too is there's talent there. There's offensive talent there. We know about his defense. The guy has, when he's right, this neat little compact swing. He's got some pop, you know. He hit 300 in his last year in the minor leagues. He has, I think, four postseason home runs. There's talent there. This should not be a 248 hitter with five home runs. You know?
The only thing why I would also say below 270 or 275, maybe even below 250, is because I have no idea where the shoulder is.
Yeah.
And that's a dark cloud over Wong's outlook for this year, was the day and left at Wrigley, which everyone remembers so fondly, still affecting him the following March.
Yeah. How about Catfish with a strong candidate for Communicator of the Day?
So the family is opening, is coming together for the birthday of Mother Cusimano. I can see it now. As the cake gets cut, the other prominent restaurateurs around town meet, ultimately ends, and Kimmel's opens new locations all over town. Untimely ends.
Yes. How about that? As soon as that cake is being cut, you have quick cutaways all around town.
Is this kind of like the Godfather during the baptismal scene? Is that what this is going to be like?
I think that's for, because of the Godfather reference. We're going to give it.
Suddenly, there's a Kimmel's opening in the Hill, the Central West End, just all throughout the area.
Who knows?
Wasn't there another restaurant here? And no, there wasn't. No.
No.
Always been here.
Not sure why grilled chicken biscotti have to be better because Wong is terrible. If he hits below 250, he needs to go.
Not necessarily. Players have their role.
And I think Piscotty is just fine what he's doing. I mean, I don't know if I expect him to hit 30 bomb, but if he can get 20 and 80, I mean, I'm perfectly fine with it.
Piscotty dipped in the second half last year. That's what I mean by more consistent.
Yeah, but at the end of the year, if he's at 22 and 85 with his defense, I'm fine with that. Let's see, what else?
If you ask me, Hipster Telegraph South is very happy for an Aledimus Colton up the middle, and more so because of if you put their last names together, it sounds very dirty.
Oh, gosh. That's a morning after texter.
I am still in disbelief that a guy can lead your team in home runs, and the next year in spring training, he has really no chance to be a starter. That's from the Kaskaskia River Monster. Yeah. That is interesting, not so much because of Jerko, but Chris Carter, who led the National League in home runs, had trouble finding work, and he had to sign a short-term deal in New York. Mark Trumbo, who hit a lot of home runs last year, I think might have led baseball in home runs either last year or 2 years ago. He had trouble finding a job, had to settle for a contract in Baltimore. Even Brandon Moss, who outside of the final 4 weeks of the season was tearing the cover off the ball, he had to settle for a shorter-term deal in Kansas City. It really lets you know how teams are moving away from, 10 years ago, these guys don't have trouble finding jobs. They're top-of-the-market players. But now it's moved so towards on-base and away from power that they have trouble.
All right, quick word about McBride & Son. They're offering their Markdown Madness sale on their move-in quick inventory homes. Buy a new home now through March 31st. Receive savings from $5,000 to $90,000 with nearly 50 communities across Metro St. Louis. There are homes for every price point in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. The limited time offer is only available until the end of March. Hurry in to save up to $90,000 on a new home. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details. McBride & Son Homes, they're everywhere you want to live.
And before we duck out, I want to let you know about the High School Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Baker Exteriors, an all-star trophy. Nominees are up right now on InsideSTL.com. They are as follows: Daniel Ferris, who is a point guard for Vashon High School, 16 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, and a championship win over Bolivar. Katie Kircher, Alton soccer junior striker, 2 goals in a Metro tourney final win. Blake Hutchinson, a senior pitcher for Lindbergh High School. 8 strikeouts, 3 hits allowed, 3 walks, and a 7-0 win over St. Mary's. Tim Kettler, Pattonville, a junior baseball player. Home run, triple, 3 RBIs, and a win over Melville. And Lauren Miller, Kirkwood basketball, a senior forward. In her last game, Kirkwood put in 20 points in a championship win over Lee's Summit. Nominees are up online on InsideSTL.com. Once again, sponsored by Baker Exteriors and All-Star Trophy.
All right, we'll take a short break, a 22-hour one coming up next. Martin and Charlie.